Bosses earn average annual salary in under 3 days. Fat Cat Wednesday, take the wealth off the 1%. Cal Harper, Peterborough Socialist Party. Top bosses had earned more than the £28,200 median salary by around midday on the 4th of January, Fat Cat Wednesday. According to the figures from High Pay Center, the average FTSE 100 chief executive now earns more than £1,000 an hour. These bosses now typically earn 129 times more than their average employee. Figures for 2015 showed that average annual pay for a FTSE 100 boss was £5.5 million, or 401 times that of a minimum wage worker. The Fat Cat Wednesday calculation is based on bosses starting back at work after Christmas on the 2nd of January, based on median FTSE 100 chief executive pay of £4 million in 2015. The hourly pay rate of £1,009 is calculated, based on bosses working 12 hours a day, including 3 out of every 4 weekends, and taking fewer than 10 days holiday a year. Undoubtedly some bosses do work extreme hours. But so do many nurses in our struggling NHS, doing far more useful work for a tiny fraction of the pay. And the gulf in pay is undoubtedly larger. Official pay figures downplay the army of workers in insecure, precarious work, since the average is based on those who have been in their job for at least a year. Francis O'Grady, leader of the Trade Union Congress, apparently responded by calling for the SAMA to honor her promise to put workers on boards. How about building for coordinated strikes against austerity? And why just token workers on boards? Why shouldn't workers own and control the lot? As long as super-rich minority owns and controls the top corporations, they'll use them for private profit. Nationalize them under the democratic control and management of workers, so the working class can plan what we make to meet the needs of all.